If you've ever stared at your ceiling at 3 a.m., wondering why your brain just will not shut off, welcome to today's deep dive.
Oh, we have all been there. It is the absolute worst feeling.
It really is. And, usually when we talk about a medical issue, we kind of expect precision. Like you break an arm, the x-ray shows the jagged line, and the doctor points right at it.
Right, it's very clear cut, broken or not broken.
Exactly. But step into the world of chronic insomnia and trauma, and well, that x-ray machine is completely useless.
Yeah, you can't just take a picture of anxiety.
Right. So today, we're tracing an anonymous client's journey. We are looking at his work with board-certified hypnotherapist Shannon Chaiken. And it's a wild story. We're looking at a 10-year waking nightmare and the hypnotherapy path that finally cracked the code.
And this path really moved him from a heavy reliance on chemical sleep aids to like actually mastering peaceful self-hypnosis.
Yeah. And the intake notes on this case are just, they are heavy.
They really are. When the client came to Shannon, he was trapped in this brutal cycle. He was constantly jolting awake at 3 a.m. every single night.
And he had been prescribed Klonopin, right?
Yes, Klonopin, which is highly addictive. But even with that, he was still just terrified of falling asleep.
It's like putting a bucket under a leaky ceiling.
Yeah.
Sure, the Klonopin temporarily catches the water, but it totally ignores the burst pipe hidden behind the drywall.
Exactly. It just treats the symptom. And because treating that surface symptom just wasn't working, Shannon had to find that burst pipe.
Right.
So she used a clinical technique called an affect bridge.
Okay, wait, let's unpack that for a second. How does an affect bridge actually work?
Think of it as emotional time travel.
Emotional time travel.
Yeah. You take the current physical sensation of anxiety that the client feels right now, and you use that exact feeling as a bridge. It transports the subconscious back to the very first time they ever experienced it.
Ah, so you follow the feeling itself, not just a specific memory.
Exactly.
So where did that bridge lead them?
Deep into childhood displacement. So at just 12 years old, this client had to flee his home in Kuwait.
Oh, wow. And 12.
Yeah, 12. And under hypnosis, he recalled the exact moment of turning off his bedroom light for the very last time. He just knew his entire world was disappearing.
That is jarring. I mean, you compound that sudden loss of home with an emotionally distant father who had relocated to Saudi Arabia, and you're looking at some profound separation anxiety.
Well, it actually goes even deeper than that.
Wait, really?
Yeah. They traced that emotional thread all the way back to age 6. He recalled crying hysterically when his mother suddenly left to attend a funeral.
Oh, so in his 6-year-old mind, he thought he was being permanently abandoned.
Precisely. And all of this compounded years later with the unhealed grief when she passed away from cancer.
Wow. So his brain literally associated people leaving or even just closing his eyes with permanent loss.
Yes. And this led to an incredible breakthrough in their sessions. The client discovered this like protective part of his own subconscious.
Oh, right, the part he named awake.
Yes, awake. And awake was intentionally keeping him up, purely out of that childhood fear of abandonment.
Because the logic was, if I sleep, I drop my guard, and someone I love is going to leave.
Exactly.
So his own brain was essentially acting like this overzealous bodyguard. Just like a smoke detector that's wired incorrectly, you know?
That is such a good way to put it.
Like it's screaming at 3 a.m., not because there's an actual fire in the house right now, but because it remembers a fire from 30 years ago.
That is the perfect analogy. The alarm is real, but the threat is completely outdated. So to fix it, Shannon and the client had to fundamentally rewire his relationship with sleep.
Because he used to view sleep as this messy, tiring enemy, right?
Right. But together, they rebuilt it into a safe, cozy space.
And he did this by swapping the Klonopin for actual self-hypnosis tools. Instead of taking a pill, he started using vagus nerve breathing.
Which is so effective.
It really is. And for those who haven't tried it essentially forces the body to relax by stimulating the parasympathetic nervous system. It literally physically slows your heart rate down.
And he combined that breathing with visualization. He focused specifically on a calming, light blue color.
Oh, and he even created that mental positivity coach, right?
Yes, Peter. He's Peter to talk him down during travel anxiety.
I love that. So he has got all these holistic tools. He is sleeping well. The pipe is finally fixed. But then, years into this progress, the leak suddenly comes back.
Yeah, he had a major spike in anxiety.
Right, his anxiety spikes again when his own son turns 12. Why did that specific milestone trigger him?
It is a textbook case of what we call mirrored trauma. Think about it. His son reached the exact age the client was when he fled Kuwait.
Oh, wow. So just seeing his son at that vulnerable age subconsciously sounded the alarm again.
Exactly. His brain was anticipating the same catastrophic displacement.
That is wild. Hmm. His brain saw the number 12 and preemptively hit the panic button.
Yeah, but because he now had the tools, he could recognize it for what it was and process it rather than just masking it with medication.
Right. By finally processing that parental grief and the childhood displacement, he stopped being a helpless victim of his own mind's alarms.
He really took back control of his nights.
It completely flips the script. You know, once you find and fix the actual broken pipe, the bucket just isn't needed anymore.
No, it's not.
It definitely leaves you wondering. What overzealous night watchman or forgotten childhood trigger might be operating in the background of your own daily habits, trying to protect you from a threat that disappeared decades ago?